Welcome to the Reclamation Nation, where we help you reclaim control of your health and wellness. I'm Coach Ryan, a certified personal trainer, health coach, and former military physical trainer with certifications in orthopedic exercise, longevity, wellness, fitness, nutrition, and behavioral change. I have over 30 years in the fitness industry.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer. I'm a practicing pharmacist, health coach, and certified functional medicine specialist. I have over 10 years of personal and professional experience in the health and wellness field.
Our goal is to raise awareness about the responsibility and potential you have in managing your own health.
As a reminder, nothing in this podcast is designed to diagnose, treat, or cure health illnesses, but is presented as educational and entertainment material. Please consult your personal healthcare provider with any specific needs.
And welcome back to Reclamation Nation, where we help you reclaim control of your own health and wellness. I am Ryan, and this is Jen.
Hello, everyone.
And we thought we would do something a little bit different. We haven't done this before that I can think of. We're going to interview each other. Now, it's going to be two separate episodes. I'm going to interview Dr. Jen today, and then in a following episode, she will interview me. And we've both agreed to this, right?
Yes, totally okay. Consensual.
All right. So I just want to make sure everybody's aware. That's what's the reason for this is because we think it's important to understand who the people are that are giving you the advice that you're listening to. We want people to understand how we got to where we are. And so that's why we're doing this. So, Dr. Jen.
Yes, Mr. Ryan.
Let's start with kind of where you grew up, and we'll feed in through how you got into pharmacy and how you got into functional medicine. But right now, let's start with what were you like growing up? How did you grow up, and what kind of things did you do as a kid?
Well, in my opinion, and I'm being 100% biased, I think I was an awesome kid. I had a great childhood. I mean, I grew up in Miami, Florida. My parents split when I was young, so we did live between different homes, kind of moved around a lot from house to apartment and round and round, but always in the South Florida area. But my ties are really summer and spring break, where we had long periods of time off from school, always at grandma's house.
Okay.
Always at my grandmother's house. And it was great because my sisters were there, my cousins were there, and we had a trampoline, we had a tree, it was a lot of dirt and a big yard. So just always being outside. I just remember playing with my toys, inventing games and being creative. I kind of was, I think, a little bit of a wild child, so to speak. I loved being outdoors and rollerblading and being active and just kind of getting my hands dirty. I think looking back, being in school, math and science were always my favorite subjects.
Okay.
And I can even tie that into, you know, times playing in the dirt at my grandmother's house, pouring water into little wormholes and kind of watching it pull up on the other side and doing like these little science experiments and stuff. So yeah, science and math kind of geeked me out a little bit.
So growing up, how did you get into it? Did the science kind of lead you toward medicine? Did you want to be a doctor or a nurse or something like that? Is that what led you to becoming a pharmacist?
Well, looking back on my childhood, I actually wanted to be a dolphin trainer for a long time until my sister told me that the water is cold all year round. So that that nixed that right there.
Okay.
Science and math were interesting to me, I think, just because I've always loved puzzles and mystery solving and always just trying to figure out, you know, what the little pieces meant, like all the clues tied together somehow, right. And there had to be a final answer. So I don't think I ever really recall a time where I wanted to be a doctor or anything like that. I kind of stumbled into pharmacy because I think growing up through high school and going into undergrad, I knew I wanted to study medicine. I just had not had enough exposure and didn't know what other options were out there. I just knew that being a nurse or a doctor and physically getting my hands dirty was not an option.
Right.
It just didn't appeal to me. And I tip my hat to the people who do it because I just don't like bodily fluids.
Right there with you.
But actually, so my father has a friend who his oldest daughter worked as a pharmacist for a big chain. And I just remember getting the opportunity to speak with her. They kind of arranged us to meet and I spoke with her. She kind of told me what her daily schedule was like at work, what her weekly schedule was like when she'd have days off in the middle of the week and she had work-life balance and
Nice.
She had enough help. So pharmacy just sounded very appealing. I was like, wow, this is great. I can study medicine. It's very scientific and very math based, which were obviously my favorites. And I'd be helping people, mm-hmm. but I would also be happy as well. So that's really what drove me to focusing into the area of pharmacy. I had no idea what other avenues. I didn't even think of anything outside of retail. She kind of just sold me right there.
Right.
So that's when I was actually in undergrad. And from there, I was able to proclaim my major and I worked toward getting into pharmacy school. And
where'd you graduate school?
So I graduated from Nova Southeastern University in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
All right. What kind of positions have you, because you've done a lot of stuff. You've been doing this for what, almost 10 years now?
Going almost 10 years, yes.
So what kinds of things in pharmacy have you done?
I seem to always kind of circle around back to retail. It's something I started with. It's something I'm very good at and I'm comfortable in. I did have the opportunity during pharmacy school to do rotations. So basically like mini internships where I got to be exposed to different practice settings. I've been in the nursing homes. I've gone through various hospital rotations and even some compounding where we actually make the medications or put them into special, you know, special dosage forms for the individual patient, whether it was an IV bag or, you know, putting like powder into capsules and mm-hmm. things like that. So it was fun. I got exposed to a lot. But again, I always seem to circle around back to retail. Even worked in a call center for a retail pharmacy. I did work once in a mail order facility. So it was a closed door pharmacy. There was no patients coming in. Everything was basically run in a giant office at cubicles, or you were in the warehouse in the shipping department.
Right.
So that was interesting. I'm a retail pharmacist now at an independent store. So it's kind of the same, but kind of different at the same time from your standard chain retail pharmacy.
Okay. What prompted you to look into functional medicine, to become a functional medicine specialist? It sounds like that's a pretty good gig as a pharmacist. You got pretty decent hours. You've got pretty decent pay. You've got all that. What prompted you to go into functional medicine?
So actually, I kind of reached a point working at these pharmacies where I was losing job satisfaction. I was very stressed. The dynamics of the company and the business of pharmacy were changing. So a lot of factors were starting to come into play. And I was a high performer. I had metrics I had to meet that my boss put in there. I had my own personal standards that I set that I had to achieve. And I just worked myself to the bone. I was exhausted. I was probably malnourished because I was stuffing my face with Oreos and some random soda that I could grab from the front store.
Right.
I was working extremely long hours back to back and having horrible sleep because I still had a long commute home.
Sure.
So I was just not myself. I was in my early 20s and already starting to lose my hair, get gray hairs, going home and having a couple glasses of wine to try and recuperate.
Mm-hmm.
And everything just started to spiral. My health didn't feel right. I was having symptoms of thyroid issues and it kind of runs in my family history. So I was a little concerned with that. Functional medicine, basically, I don't know if it fell into my lap or if I fell into its lap, but either way, it was a match made in heaven. We found each other and it was really that, just me trying to find a way to heal myself and figure out what it is aside from the stress of working in such a demanding environment, what else was causing me to be sick? And that's what my focus was. I'm trying to feel better. I want to not only address it, but I want to work on it. I want to go through the process of healing from the inside out.
So that ties in with the functional medicine as a whole. It's a very holistic thing where you're looking more for the root cause of an issue. Is that about...
That's 100% accurate. That is what functional medicine is. So we have allopathic medicine, which is your standard Western medicine.
Right.
You go to a doctor, they run some lab panels, and you get put on some sort of medication. There really is no lifestyle intervention. There is no coaching and real monitoring. I mean, you go in every 3 months or 6 months for another checkup, and they'll either up your dose or down your dose, or they'll add another drug. But with functional medicine, there's more labs. It's a lot more detailed because it looks at not just that one organ or that one body system that's bothering you. It tries to encompass everything, because the body is a whole. One system can't function well without the other. We're always striving to be in balance. Mm-hmm. When something is out of balance, that means that the other parts of your body have to compensate.
Right.
And it gets to be this vicious cycle where if something's failing, it's just going to keep perpetuating, then something else is going to fail. So really tying it all in and looking at the body as a whole and treating it as a whole, not ignoring what else is lingering, like splitting the upper and lower half of the body or the left side and the right side. You can't look at it at that way.
Right.
It's a whole.
I think Charlotte Gershon is the one, she's from the Gershon Institute, is the one who said that you cannot heal one part of the body without healing the entire body. But in the same way, you can't harm just one part of the body. She's talking specifically about the allopathic or Western medicine. When you put a drug into your body, it has effects beyond what it's intended to.
100%. There are medications that people get put on for diabetes or for acid reflux, and that's fine and dandy. It treats those symptoms in the immediate sense, but it's pushing or pulling nutrients out of your body somewhere else. And that's going to then affect other organ functions, your liver, your kidneys, your digestive tract. All of a sudden you're treating that one symptom you came in for, but you just threw five other body systems out of whack.
Right. Yeah.
So you just went further out of balance than anyone even foresaw from the beginning.
I think part of that is when I see people who come in who are obese, who have, they have the pre-diabetic or diabetes, they're probably also going to have the high blood pressure. They're probably also going to have the high cholesterol. They're going to have some sort of, PE or ED if they're men. They're going to have some sort of libido issue. It all kind of ties in together. And so that's one thing that I love watching you do this with the functional medicine is how it's holistic. It encompasses the entire body. What can the average client, let's say somebody, Jill Schmo off the street walks or gives you a call, what can she expect on that first call?
Well, anytime I meet with a client or a potential client for the first time, I schedule kind of a free consult. It's just an initial like 15 or 20 minute phone call where we get to know each other. So there's some preliminary questions that I will put on my calendar link just to at least get a baseline of where they're starting, what their pain points are, why they're coming to me for help. And then from there, we'll have that conversation. We'll have either the phone call or a Zoom call, whatever they prefer, to really get to feel each other's personalities. Are we vibing? Am I someone who can help you? Are you looking for a quick fix? If you are, I already know I can't work with you because I don't do quick fixes.
Right.
You didn't get out of balance in a quick fix in a quick way. So there is not going to be a quick fix for that. So really just basically like interviewing each other. Am I right for the client? Is the client right for me? So that's the initial approach. Now, from there, I don't have like an ideal client or a particular clientele that I work with because I can work with anyone. There are a lot of people who are dealing with gut health issues who don't even know they have gut health issues. I was one of those people. I had no idea that my gut was so out of whack and out of balance because I wasn't necessarily presenting with stomach distress. I was mostly having chronic fatigue. Like I was just always tired. My hair was falling out or very dry and brittle. And I was having these weird rosacea looking symptoms. I had no idea until I run these functional medicine labs that a lot of it was my gut health. And what was impacting my gut health, aside from my not so awesome nutrition, was my high stress levels. Mm-hmm. So I can basically work with anyone who is willing to put in the work, because this is an investment of time and energy and a lot of factors into yourself and getting better.
Okay. So what's next for Dr. Jen? What do we see in Dr. Jen's future here?
Well, you're definitely going to see a lot more mindfulness meditation. That is my thing now. That is my cup of tea. I like to slow it down, be present. I started really listening to understand and stop listening to respond. That's just something that we in pharmacy do. We're just so quick to have answers for people, but without actually listening to their concerns and what their opinions and perspectives are, even for their own healthcare. So mindfulness-based practicing and deep breathing exercises, that's my thing. I'm definitely big on the yoga, so hopefully you'll see me teaching some yoga classes.
Okay.
It's on my radar. You know, I've got goals. I really want to achieve them, but I also have to make sure that I'm not continuously burning the candle at both ends. So I'm doing all these things in a decent pace, something that I can work with, something that's attainable.
Nice. Where can people get a hold of you?
I would really prefer that people go to my website, drjenniferfernandez.com. You get to see my face. You get to read about me, read about health coaching and functional medicine. There are links to my supplement site if you guys are interested in some actual good quality, professional grade supplements to incorporate into your daily health. And all of my links to my social media are on there. But just in case, you can head over to Instagram at Dr. Jenny Marie or Facebook at Your Holistic Wellness.
Awesome. Well, thank you for doing this. I hope, guys, that you got a little better insight into what Dr. Jenny does and the things that she can offer you. Thank you so much for doing this.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity to let me share.
And we will see you guys next time.
Bye.